91X News.
It's 8 degrees and sunny. I'm Ashley Gale with 91X News. Coalition was a hot topic at the Prince Edward Hastings riding debate last night. Green Party candidate Patrick Larkin says there's nothing wrong with a coalition if it works toward the greater good.
But you want to see us cooperate and work together for the common good under a coalition. There's nothing wrong with that. If it becomes a sovereigntist issue, as it is being stated, then we need to focus on how we're going to work that together and not let the country slip away from us at the same time.
The candidates will meet again at Loyalist College on Wednesday. Tonight, Northumberland Quinty West candidates will meet in Trenton before debating in Bloomfield next Tuesday. Tonight's meeting will be hosted by the Canadian Association of Retired Persons at Trenton High School. All three meetings take place at 7 o'clock. Toronto police will provide an update this afternoon on the death of a young woman in an apartment near York University. Investigators plan to release more information on the case at a news conference. The woman from Beijing was chatting with a friend by webcam on Friday, and he reported seeing her struggle with a man who entered the apartment. The laptop is missing. Toronto police say the eastbound lanes on Highway 401 at Mavis Road in Mississauga will remain closed until about 4 o'clock. Police say repairs are needed after the tractor-trailer crash early today. The driver escaped safely when the truck hauling food products crashed and burst into flames. There's no word on the cause of the crash. The Canadian Bakers Association hopes to offer a reward to help nab a man who is suspected of robbing 14 banks in Calgary and Ontario. The suspect is known as the Walter Bandit because he has jumped over the counter of each bank he has robbed and threatened the staff. Calgary police say the man is suspected of robbing 4 Scotiabank locations in Calgary between February 4th and February 14th. He's also suspected of 10 bank robberies committed in the York, Peel, and Hamilton areas between February 3rd and September 11th, 2010. The Bankers Association is offering a $10,000 reward for information that leads to an arrest or a conviction in the case. If the pocketbooks have been feeling a little tight lately, blame the inflation rate. It jumped to 1.1 percentage points to 3.3% last month, catching economists off guard. Rising food and gasoline prices are getting the blame, and the big jump is fueling speculation we'll see higher interest rates in the near future. If you don't turn off the lights when you leave the house, you might want to start. As of May 1st, electricity rates will jump slightly, and there will be an extra hour or 2 hours of the lowest off-peak rate each weeknight. The Ontario Energy Board sets electricity rates twice yearly for homes and small businesses on time-of-use pricing and those paying flat rates depending on amount used. Rates will go up by 0.8% a kilowatt per hour for all the time periods, and the lowest off-peak rate will start at 7 p.m. weekday evenings instead of 9 p.m. And that's 91X News 2206. Here's Katrina Gina Basin with sports.
The Wellington Dukes are in Huntsville for the Dudley Hewitt Cup. Game 1 against Wisconsin is just underway. The Canadian women's hockey team secured first place in their pool and a bye to the semifinals with a 2-1 win over Finland at the World Championship today. Canada completed the preliminary round unbeaten at 3-0 and doesn't play again until Saturday's semifinal. The Canucks can complete their sweep of the Stanley Cup Championships tonight with a win in the Windy City. Vancouver beat Chicago in the first three games of the series. History is on the Canucks' side. The Hawks are an 0-17 in series after dropping the first three games. The NHL Hockey League has signed a 10-year agreement with NBC and Versus, reportedly worth about $200 million U.S. per year, to continue as its U.S. broadcasters. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and NBC Sports boss Dick Ebersol jointly announced the deal today. Bettman called it the league's most significant deal ever. It's reportedly by far the largest TV deal ever signed by the league. There's hope the Gymnastics World Championships will still be held in Tokyo this fall. The president of the Japanese Olympic Committee says it would uplift a country reeling from last month's earthquake and nuclear crisis. He added hosting Worlds would give the Japanese people hope and encourage them to overcome the disaster. Worlds, the main qualifier for the 2012 Olympics, are scheduled for October 7th to the 16th in Tokyo. The committee will decide next month whether to move the event. That's sports. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Weather.
Sun and clouds today with the high reaching 8 degrees. The temperature will drop to 3 overnight. Tomorrow might bring some rain with a high of 12. And on Thursday, cloudy and 7 degrees. Right now, it's 8 degrees. I'm Ashley Gale with Katrina Gina Basin. 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.